From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. The College of Western Idaho is one step closer to building a permanent campus along the Boise River. The community college bought the property along Main Street in Boise back in 2015, which caused some controversy. Well, then the school failed to get enough votes on a bond in 2016, which further slowed that process to get its own campus. Now, CWI leases space in different parts of Ada County in order to hold classes for its students. So as you can imagine, administration is eager to build a permanent home on this 10-acre property along the river right near downtown. So joining us today is Don Day, the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com. Don wrote a story recently about the school's next step. And Don, you've been following this for quite some time, so always good to have you on the program.
Gemma, this is another one of those stories where I feel like you and I are the elders of the Boise news market.
Oh, right? Because I remember I remember when this piece of land was a car lot. So let's just put that in perspective, right?
Where Fairview ends, the deals begin at Bob Rice.
Exactly.
Hasn't been said on the radio in a while, but it used to be said on the radio all the time.
All the time. So this piece of land, and it's interesting too, Don, because you know, when all of those, I mean, truly car businesses left, I mean, that area really kind of went into disrepair. But there's kind of this renaissance happening as truly more of downtown starts to kind of funnel. So can you let people know exactly where the land is, maybe for folks who don't remember way back when it was car lots galore?
Yeah, so there's a couple easy ways to describe this. It's just to the south of the Esther Simplot Park. It's right across the river-ish from the Riverside Hotel. It's really just on the very western tip of downtown Boise. And the seminal event that kind of changed the course of history here was the 1992 opening of the Broadway-Chinden Connector, which changed the traffic flow into downtown. And instead of people using Fairview and Main to get in and out of downtown from points west, they used the new freeway, the connector. And as you alluded to, this really changed the future of the area. It used to be there was a Buttery's grocery store down there, and it's now a TV station and an auto parts store. And a lot of things started to fall into disrepair. Large car lots closed and moved to other places. And so it left this really large piece of land. There was a car dealership on the river. Imagine strolling up and down the Greenbelt looking for a car. And that's literally what people used to do. So the College of Western Idaho bought this in 2015, and they were excited to build a campus here. They put a bond out. They asked for $180 million. They needed a 2/3 majority, and it didn't happen. And so they've been in leased space for all these years since they first formed. And now they're hoping maybe now is the time to get this big piece of property going. And to do that, instead of going to the voters and asking for a bond, they're hoping to partner with a developer to build a campus and more.
Okay, so I want to go back to 2015 when CWI bought the...
I was younger then.
So was I. Oh, times are easier. What did CWI pay for the lot, and why at the time was that controversial?
So now you're asking me a question from a story I wrote a month ago, and I don't remember.
That's all right.
So, you know, I don't recall, but the and I'm scanning my story, stumping me on a story I wrote, Gemma, you got me.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
The crux here is that folks were upset, I think, that the college took on this property with no real plan and with hopes of getting this bond to go by. And it caught a lot of attention over time. And CDOI actually kind of just didn't say much for a number of years. Now we're at a point where I think that they think that the development environment is going to be more friendly to this. This neighborhood is starting to change again. Those car dealerships closed up, and you know, there's still a few there. Bronco Motors is still located along Fairview there, and there's some things going on. But the big story of this neighborhood is that there are thousands of apartment complexes or apartment buildings. Feels like thousands of apartment complexes, but thousands of individual apartment units that are in the planning stage that would remake a lot of these empty pieces of land that are like a 7-8 minute walk from the core of downtown. Yeah. And so they, I think, see this as a chance to come in and find a development partner that would build them a campus, partially funded by funds that they have on hand, partially funded by maybe some philanthropic help, and then funded by using a mechanism wherein the developer would be able to build maybe apartments or some retail. CWI hasn't been prescriptive in what they want to see, just that they want to have some goals of a new building and some other things.
But John, can I let me interrupt for a minute, because when we do think about back when they built, when they bought this land in 2015, they paid a lot more than what the land was worth. Hence why then in 2016, when they wanted to pass this $180 million bond, voters were like, yeah, no, the land's not worth anything. You've just described this whole renaissance of this area, right? And it really is becoming a very popular place, right? It's not just, as you mentioned, I think these apartments, but just along the Greenbelt and what they've done in you know, the Garden City area, right? And you've got wineries, you have all of this coming into play. So here we are almost 8 years since they CWI bought this land. Does all of that kind of play into it now, where frankly, it looks a lot more desirable than it did 8 years ago?
Yeah, and I think that was part of it. They had an estimate come in that said that they'd overpaid, and that made people upset. And I apologize, that's what you were getting at earlier. And, you know, my grandfather, who's been dead for 25 years, he used to be a developer in town, and he had this saying, buy dirt and wait. And right. Really it is a truism, right? If you if you buy land and you sit on it long enough, it's going to be worth a lot more and you're going to make a profit. Well, CWI is not in the business of making a profit, but they are in the business of finding a facility for their students. And every month they write rent checks to private businesses to have these leased classrooms. And so I think their calculation is, if they can come in and say, let's get on a campus or a building that we own, that it's going to be valuable. I'll broaden out here, because you mentioned Garden City. Garden City's booming, especially literally right in this area. You have the Talaya Wine Company. You've got Cafe Luciano's. You have Push and Pour, just to name a few of the Greenbelt markets there, Yardarm. There's a whole bunch going on. The Riverside Hotel is going to do a massive upgrade to the sandbar there. What's interesting is that is partly fueled in part by the Esther Simplot Park, which is on the other side of the river in Boise. But the Boise side of the river, there's, other than the park, there's not a lot going on in terms of commercial activity. So you have the CWI campus location along the river. And then we've also got our eyes on another piece of property a little further up the way, the old ITD campus, which is at Whitewater Park Boulevard. And there's things afoot there. And I hope to have another story in the next couple of weeks. But the CWI campus itself, this RFP is out looking for a development partner. And I think we're going to have results on that here in the next month or so. And so we'll start to see maybe what some of these developers hope to do with this really, frankly, riverfront prime piece of property.
And so, Don, I mean, if we think about the fact that CWI leases property all over Ada County, right? As you mentioned, that's not inexpensive. Would it ultimately save money for them to be on one main campus in Ada County?
That is a good question, and probably a question better for them. I think that they think that they would say yes. The other thing that is important to mention is that they also own campus land in Nampa, along Idaho Center Boulevard, and they're working on getting that campus built out, because CWI is not just an Ada County thing. It's an Ada and Canyon County. So I think that they're trying to just figure out how to get some synergies of being in a couple of campus locations. You know, CWI isn't state. It's not really campus, at least that's Boise State's vision for its campus. However, students are probably going to want to live, or potentially want to live, close to where they go to class. And so you could see some apartments potentially on the CWI site. But failing that, like I said, you've got thousands of apartment units that are slated to go up in that neighborhood. And you start to take an area right now that, I mean, if you walk out over there, there's no other word for it than been quiet. St. Luke's built a hospital out there that they've been at work on for like 6 years and isn't open. And you have, you know, the coffee shop with the rooster on top and a couple of older motels, but not a lot of activity. But really by the, I guess we're already in the middle of the decade, but the late middle of this decade, that could be a really vibrant area, similar to what we've seen in Garden City.
Mm-hmm. So what do we know so far then in terms of what they would actually want to build on this campus? And do you know if there is any interest from developers to come in and partner with CWI? And I ask that because, yeah, a bond failed in 2016 for this Ada County campus. But I mean, CWI has had a difficult time passing bonds historically.
They have. Bonds in Idaho for education in general are tricky,
right,
to get past because of that two-thirds majority requirement. And just, I think, an overall climate of not being interested in raising taxes. Mm-hmm. The campus itself, you asked what they hope to see. They haven't been prescriptive. They haven't said, well, we want to see this and we want to see that outside of their own facility. So building for campus instruction and that type of thing. Are developers interested? Yes. I've talked to a number who are at least interested in submitting, whether they will, don't know for a little bit. And I think some high profile ones, and I think some that aren't even necessarily super active in the Boise area will be interested in this. You know, if you're a developer, I'm not a developer, but if you are, it seems like a fun project to do something on the river, right?
Yeah.
An interesting challenge. So I think even just from that standpoint, but at the end of the day, they're going to look at it and say, is this something we can make money from? And we're going to have a better sense when we know who the selected developer is and look at their proposal for what they want to do.
So bottom line, are we just waiting then to find out if a deal is struck and then this could move forward?
Yeah, so we'll get a decision on the RFP, like I said, here in the next month or so, that request for proposals. And then the CWI can start to negotiate with a developer partner on what they want to see there, how that financial terms work, all those different pieces. And it'll be interesting. It could be fairly competitive. You know, it could be two or three firms put their hat in the ring, or it could be seven or eight. We just don't know right now what that's going to look like or what the proposals will look like and what they want to do there. You know, is it going to be a bunch of restaurants? Probably not, but I would bet on some multifamily housing and maybe some coffee shop type space, something that faces the Greenbelt, maybe a smaller restaurant facing the Greenbelt. You know, I think there's a lot of possibility there, and that's exciting for an area of downtown that, you know, an empty parking lot. I think people definitely are concerned about development, and I don't say things are exciting very often, but an empty parking lot, I don't think is on the river is something that really anybody wants to see.
No, I would agree with that. Well, as always, it is good to have you on the show and explaining this to us and what that future could look like. So I appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, Gemma.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Don Day, the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com, about the possibility of a new CWI campus in Boise. We will, of course, link back to Don's story on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. Because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.